This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How brave are you? Be very honest with yourself. If I turned off the lights, would you scream and yell, or would you see what went wrong? Well, check this out. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one night in Medina, there was a very, very loud bang and sound that shook the whole city. So the people start to get ready to see what's the noise all about. All of a sudden, as they were leaving their homes and wearing their clothes and trying to jump on their horses and just try to see where that noise came from, guess whom they saw? They saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming back. What do you mean coming back? He already jumped on the horse before them. He got the sword, he was hanging it on his neck, and there was no seat on the horse. He's a professional horseback rider, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then when he came back and he already looked and there was nothing to be scared of, he said, "Lan tura'u, lan tura'u." Don't be scared, don't be worried. Then he expressed how fast the horse that the Prophet ﷺ had. He was so brave and courageous, and he was a true leader who had such high level of care and mercy towards the believers. Not just that, this continues all the way to the Battle of Hunain. Do you know the Battle of Hunain? This battle was one of the largest Muslim armies ever assembled during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were so big in number, so much so that some Sahaba said, "Today we will never lose because of our large numbers." But subhanallah, we rely on Allah, not on our strength and our numbers. Lo and behold, when the battle took place, the enemy shocked the Muslims. The Muslims, the majority, ran away. So one of the Sahaba after the battle, he says, "Did you guys run away during the Battle of Hunain? Did you run away?" He said, "Wallahi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not run away. People left and went so back to Medina, etc. But he remained, and he was so proud and he was so courageous to go fight the enemy. And eventually, when the people saw the Prophet there, they went back and joined Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was courageous, he was proud, he was brave. And he lived by the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ." Which can be translated as, "A messenger was sent to you from among you. He is someone who is concerned by your suffering. He is anxious over your well-being. He's so caring over you, and he's so merciful and kind to the believers." Allahu Akbar. He lived by this ayah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had the extra level of care and mercy to the believers. And you and I should live by this. Be concerned by the people. We're an ummah, one ummah. If just like the body, if one part of the body hurts, the whole body feels that pain. May Allah bless you all and protect you. Wassalamu alaikum.